Okay, I learned to be in Chutz for Shem for Bartzvi Bar Nefka Batya. At the end of the day, you know, the 3 weeks, we such an emphasis on Davin, the Svarim say, Shparuch is mamish right in the field with us. We have so much to Davin for. So I thought we'd talk about three insights on Davining. The Pasuk says in Tehillim Kovav, Ayamo Pinchas, Ayipala Vateyatza Megrefa. Pinchas stood up, and he Davin, and the plague stopped. The Maran Brachas and Chavav says, Ein Amida El Tefillah. Also, it says in Vav Amabez as well. Whenever it says Amida, it means it's a coder for davening for Shemona Esrei. Says the Oiv Yisrael, what's the deeper pshat of Ein Amida El Tefillah? He says the whole davening, whole psukit is Zimra, Bach Shamar, Asher Yishtabach, Berachas Krishma, Krishma. We're all moving up in the worlds, moving up and up and up. We're moving up to Shemona Esrei. We're building up to it. But once you get to Shemona Esrei, there's no more building up. That's what it means. Ve'ein amida el tefillah. Once you get to Shemona Esrei, as the Mekubalim Svarim say, Baal Tanya writes, and also you're in the world of Atzilus. You're in the world of just you and the Rabbeinu Shem. It's mamish the chuppah. It's the yichurim. It's you're not moving up anymore because that's where you're going for the whole time. And I think that's a very pasha way to be able to look at davening. We're building up from brachos. And the whole pasuk of the Zimra just to be able to build up. It's all halicha. But once you get to Shemona Esrei, it's amida. Us in the Rebbeinu Shem, it's the Chuppah, it's Malchus, it's Atzilus, it's the Chuppah. Beautiful idea of the Oiv Yisrael, the Abdi Rebbe. The second idea, Gemara and Bracha says, on Vav Amad Beis, B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'al B'Beis HaKnesses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shul, V'lo Matzah Ba'asara, V'yad Hu Koei Shenemar, Madu Ba'asiv Einish. He doesn't see 10 men, he gets upset and he says, "No, why am I coming if there's not going to be 10 men here?" Says the Noam Megadim, what's the deeper pshat of this explanation? He doesn't see 10 men. So he says that there are two types of people who daven. There are people who just ask for things, and there are people who, they ask for things, but they also know how to give praise and have one relationship. He says, what's the deeper relationship? The deeper one, obviously, is the latter one. Not just asking for things to go to your father when you need things. No, it's to have a relationship, to give up shevach. What does it mean? The Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shul, he doesn't see 10 men. I mean, 10 men means someone who's able to give off praise, to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Davening is not just about asking, just requesting things, right? That Noam Megadim says that to not be an isha during davening. That doesn't mean not to be a woman. Women usually have the higher koich of davening through their tears and everything. They're able to cry a little harder. It means that an isha, just someone who's a receiver, who's a taker. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants someone who is, right, who's going to give off praise and thank the Rabbeinu Shem and give off shevach and also obviously daven. But that's what he means. He doesn't see 10 men. What does he mean, men? It means men, someone who not only just asks for things, right, but he has a real relationship with the Rabbeinu Shem, who's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, the third and final idea, Gemara Brachas of Avraham Abayis, says as well, someone set, has a makam kavu for davening, the God of Avraham will help him. What's the deeper explanation over here? So the Or Pnei Moshe, one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, explains a beautiful idea. Koveya Makom L'Tfilaso doesn't just mean setting aside your certain place in Shul. It means Koveya Makom L'Tfilaso, HaKoveya Makom L'Tfilaso, that you're thinking about the Rabbeinu Shem during your davening. HaTfilah Shalohu Avor HaMakom. You think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pain. That's not only our Beis HaMikdash, it's His Beis HaMikdash. And when we're in pain, He's in pain. When you think about the makom during davening, not just thinking about your own requests and your own davening, but you're thinking about the Rabbeinu Shem, then the God of Avram will come and help you. And that's really the idea of the Baal Shem Tov. The pasuk says, "Hashem yimalei kol mishal osecha." Right? We say it every day in Lam Natzeach, right after Ashrei. But the pasuk pshat is, "Hashem, you should fulfill all our requests." Says the Baal Shem Tov, "No, Hashem yimalei kol mishal osecha. Hashem, all our requests is that your name should be full." That it's Yaki Adal Keskot, should be Yud Kei Vav Kei, there should become a time where the whole world is going to see that all our davening, we're doing it for you, Rabbeinu Shem. So we're not just davening for ourselves, we're davening for you. And I think that with these three insights, we can really take upon, especially during the 3 weeks now, be able to understand what davening is really all about. The first idea we said was that when we're davening Shachris in the morning, that we're not just building, we're not just saying things and reading, doing Hebrew reading. We're building up. The whole says the Alei Yisrael. What does it mean? The whole davening we're building up. The halicha, halicha, halicha. Finally, get to the Shemona Esrei. It's the Yichurim. It's us and the Rabbeinu Shem. Just us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, the whole davening is also us and the Rabbeinu Shem. But it's the highest pinnacle point. And that's what it means. Ve'ein amida el tefila. The second idea was b'shach shekadosh baruch hu be'beis kineses. He sees that there's no one there. There's no men there. He gets upset and gets angry. What does it mean? There's no men. It means there are people there, but they're just asking for things. They're just takers. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people just asking. He wants people who are going to have a real relationship with him. obviously to request things, but not only to request things, but praising Him and thanking Him as well. Finally, the third and final idea, what does it mean? Kol koveh amakam l'tfiloso. That the God of Avram is going to come save him. Anyone sets a place up in davening means that you're not just davening for yourself. Koveh amakam l'tfiloso. You're davening for the Rabbanu Shalom. You're davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Imo nochi b'tzar. You're not just davening for your own pain, you're davening for His pain as well. Hashem imale kol mishal asecha. Just to be able to end off with that's a maisa that we like to say over. Moshe Sternbach was the one sitting in the shir of the Chubina Rav, 15, 16 years old, and he answered a kasha, and the Chubina Rav said, that's not your kasha, that's not your answer. And everyone looked around, and he said, how could he say that? He says, that's your mother's answer, because no one at your age would be able to answer that. Your mother davened for you very much. And the story goes, or Ephraim Shapiro likes to say, that the story goes back in England, where Moshe Sternbach grew up, is that back in the day that there was a certain woman who davened very, very loudly, cry very hard, and they told the Rav of the shul, she has to go. But the Rav said, if she goes, it's no problem. She could go, but if she goes, I go. And who ended up being? That was the Rav Shtermach's mother. Kosh Baruch Hu, she blessed down during their 3 weeks to make sure to be able to try to emphasize our tefillah, to try to be a little bit better to understand what we're doing in davening, Pesukim Zimmer, we're building up to get to Shmoneh Esrei, the pinnacle point, the chuppah, to be able to understand that at the end of the day, we just don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, but we have a real relationship with Him. Obviously, to ask Him for it, but to praise Him, to think of everything we have, and finally, to understand that everything we have, to also to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our tefillahs as well, thinking about His pain. Shvi Zoche Bez Hashem to do this, and really, hopefully, with these insights of Gemara Brachas and on tefillah, will help us grow in our Avodas Hashem and our tefillah overall, Bez Hashem. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.